Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hi, Jackie Cation here. You're listening to The Dork Forest. You know the websites, dorkforest.com, thedorkforest.com, if you like a determiner. JackieCation.com has everything. Both of my podcasts, all of the stand-up stuff, the new album, links to YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, all the things. But so, I think, does dorkforest.com, where you can look at old videos of different shows. Anyway, if you want to support the show, tell people about the show, review it on iTunes, thumbs it up on Pandora or Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, I appreciate that. You can donate. You can donate monthly. PayPal lets you do that. You can also do my Venmo if you like. It's at Jackie Cation. Absolutely everywhere. And my email address is jackie@jackiecation.com, and that's what the PayPal is. The PayPal link is on jackiecation.com and dorkforest.com. And go to any of them. Thanks for listening. There's merch. There's stand-up. There's tour guide. You know, you can find out where I'm touring. This is getting long, so let's get into the show.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's do this.
Hi.
Hello.
We're just going to record this, you and I.
All right.
Hi, Andy. Welcome back to the Dork Forest.
Thanks. It's nice to be back.
It's nice to be back. We're in a hotel room.
Yep.
In Cape Cod.
It's very nice here.
It's very nice here.
Today was sort of rainy and cold, but it was nice for, like, you know, just hanging out in this here hotel room.
A June 2022.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We're going to do it.
We have not talked at
you and I
about to the Rangers of the Dork Forest.
True.
About about all of these different, like since Doctor Strange came out, since Moon Knight came out.
I think we haven't talked since
Black Widow.
Black Widow came out. I think that we have not spoken to the Rangers.
Yes. Since Black Widow.
Since the end of the pandemic and the Marvel movies started coming back on. We've now seen five movies.
Have we?
Yes.
Which five movies?
Well, I believe it's Black Widow.
Okay.
Eternals.
Right.
Spider-Man.
Oh, right. The new Spider-Man.
Yep.
We saw that.
Doctor Strange.
Yep.
And I have a list here. And Shang-Chi.
Oh, Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I stand corrected by that. She knows more about the Marvel Universe than I do.
Oh, my God. You created a monster is what's happened here. Because I like these things. But who knew I would like these things quite as much?
It's true. I didn't know. I'm delighted.
Yeah,
honestly,
yeah.
That you like these as much as you have.
Pleased as punch that I'm on board.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish to see them multiple times.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
in
mm-hmm.
What order did they come out first? Eternals, maybe. Black Widow?
Black Widow first.
Black Widow first.
Eternals.
I feel like it was Eternals and then Black Widow.
Nope.
Okay. Well, who am I to say no? Black Widow is currently my favorite movie.
Oh.
Yes.
Well,
of the 27 movies that there are.
Well, let's dig into that.
And the 17 TV shows. Yes. Black Widow, representation matters.
Sure, sure.
And I've always liked that character.
Yes.
That actress has been asked, unfortunately, political questions that she should not have answered. She had
Scarlett
some sort
Johansson had a little flare up. It seems to have been resolved.
Right. I think she sort of smoothed it over.
Right.
Where I think she was just, I think they asked her to, you know, to play Kung Fu. And she was like, of course I could play Kung Fu. You know, it's always like there was something where a white woman should not have played the part that she was offered. In a different film. And I think that she defended it a little.
Well, there was also a contractual dispute about the money that she should have gotten.
Oh, and that I was entirely on her part.
Yes.
Yes, oh, because that was Banana Land. Because Black Widow, because it was when it was in that iffy time of releasing it in theaters or releasing it just on Disney Plus.
Right.
They did both, and we ended up watching it on Disney Plus.
No, we went to the movie theater.
Well, we also went to the movie theater.
Oh, yeah.
But what the weird thing is that she ended up.
She was supposed to get money for the Disney Plus, and she wasn't going to, I think.
Well,
something like that. I don't know. It was something that had to do with
giant cash grab. They were like, "Well, you wouldn't have made that much money because of the theaters." And then Eternals came out moments later, and they made so much money on Eternals that they lost the.
Yeah, I think I actually
they
think,
lost so, the fight before it went.
I think it was Black Widow, then Shang-Chi, and then Eternals.
Oh, interesting.
Eternals was November. Black Widow was last May.
Okay.
And so I think Shang-Chi was in the middle of summer, like August.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But yeah, but Shang-Chi was huge, right? A huge opening.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. It was huge opening. And so Disney had to go, oh, that's right. You would have made $200 million. You're right. We apologize.
Right.
But I don't think they apologized. I think they just paid her. And there was some, but she did get some blowback from that.
A little bit, but ultimately the world did what you and I did, which is line up behind her.
Yes, which I hope that
Disney finally came to their senses about it and it worked out.
Well, good.
Yeah. Everybody seems to be perfectly happy now.
Because Black Widow was great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I loved it.
It was smart. It was funny. I think we talked about it, but let's talk about it again. Because why not?
Why not?
Because it was the guy who played Hellboy in the not particularly successful Hellboy franchise.
Yes.
But who nailed the Red Guardian.
Right. He's also more famously from Stranger Things.
Oh, right. That makes sense.
He's the cop in Stranger Things. And I've forgotten his name at the moment. But
right. It's spaced out, but that's fine.
Everybody has Google. And he's great as the Red Guardian.
Yep. He was great as the Red Guardian.
Not the Crimson Dynamo.
Where was that from?
That's from the movie. Somebody called him the Crimson. And he's like, that wasn't me.
What was he in the comics?
The Crimson Dynamo or Red Guardian?
No, the Red Guardian.
Red Guardian, he is pretty much what he is here. He's basically a the Russian Captain America.
Okay. And what was the Crimson Dynamo?
The Russian Iron Man.
Oh, okay. Very different character.
Armored up, head to toe armor.
Okay.
Yes.
That is hilarious. So, yeah. So Black Widow had amazing action, really good heart. Pew, pew, pew.
Lots of shooting.
The woman who played the White Widow.
Oh, Florence Pugh.
Florence Pugh.
Pew, pew.
Florence Pugh. I think I was about to call her Frances Pugh, but it was Florence Pugh. She stole the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Without leaving bodies, right?
Right. She let everybody be themselves, but she was so good in that role.
Yeah, yeah. So she was so great.
Yeah.
And the pockets and the fight scenes.
Yep.
And it was.
Everybody wanted that vest.
Everyone wanted that vest, and that vest has not been able. I have looked online to find that vest.
I've tried to get you that vest as well.
That vest, I would wear that vest.
Fail.
It's as we watch Ms. Marvel. And Ms. Marvel is dressed as Captain Marvel. I'm reminded that I own a lot of Captain Marvel jackets, and I am.
There were for a while. Your Black Widow face mask was your favorite face mask as well.
Oh right. It was my COVID mask. Yeah, right. Very nice. Still have it.
Yep.
I have to wash it. That's why I haven't worn it lately.
Oh, I see.
I'm currently wearing the Dunkin' Donuts one, which is weird, but there it is.
It also needs washing.
Mm-hmm, all of them do. All of them do. Wash your masks, people.
But Black Widow had a great heart to it, I think. I think the story of the sisters was, and that sort of.
And the family. Diane Weiss.
Uh-huh.
She was so great as their mom.
Right.
As the fake mom.
Yeah. Is it Diane? I don't remember now.
Yeah.
Okay. And she was great. She was great as another widow, from the Black Widow program, the original. And it's very exciting to see what they're going to do with those characters now that they've released them into the world. Like
right now that there's like hundreds of
1,000 Black Widows into the world, which is, a nightmare in Southern California. But
right. It's our backyard.
It is our backyard.
So what the character who played the running of the Black Widow program, the bad guy.
Oh, the bad guy. Right.
Was he in the comics?
Draco.
Not Draco Malfoy.
Not Draco Malfoy. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think that they ever really delved into like who ran that program and if it was still running. I know that they have sort of dealt with like the aftermath of that program.
Okay, right. Like
in some of the recent Black Widow stories, and he certainly wasn't around even then. There was another woman running the program called the Brown Recluse, who may or may not have been the.
I love that she was called the Brown Recluse.
Well, you know,
it's more spider talk.
It's spider talk. You gotta have code names. You gotta have a theme.
Right, right. Everybody has a theme, and I love a theme.
Right.
So, Black Widow, so good.
So good.
And then Shang-Chi.
And then Shang-Chi, which
I believe also
hit the ground running.
In the third time that I watched it, because I believe we're doing a slight rehash. Because we did talk about Shang-Chi, because I remember saying that I didn't think the dragon was necessary.
Oh, it's true.
And then by the third time I watched it, I was like, oh, no, we need the dragon.
You need the dragon.
Need okay. the dragon, on board with the dragon, on board with the little village.
Okay.
Psyched about the sort of the best friends,
mm-hmm.
valet driving,
yep.
valet parking team. And then Wong comes in and brings them.
He takes them away somewhere to deal with something. And right. we don't know what it was, even though we've seen Wong since then and we haven't seen them.
We have not seen them, but they'll be back.
They'll be back.
And Wong will be back. Wong right. should always be back. So this will be a little spoilery.
That's
just
true.
Because we've seen, you know, but a lot of these are 6 months old.
Right. Even the newest thing that we've seen, which is, I guess we probably...
Doctor Strange would be the newest movie.
Doctor Strange would be the newest movie, and we probably will talk about Ms. Marvel as well. And Ms. Marvel is now in week two as we record this.
Yep.
But we probably want to be super careful about
that, because we don't want to ruin it for anybody. No, and we are predisposed to like the show.
We are.
Already.
And I like so, it so far.
So far, I'm liking... I like all of it. Quite. I love
we'll get to it.
The Eternals?
The Eternals, I actually thought was amazing science fiction.
Right. You pointed out that it was literally science fiction.
Yeah. I believe that is not a superhero movie, even mm-hmm. though it's got people with powers in it. It is a science fiction movie about a group of people who have gone to an alien planet.
Which happens to be Earth.
Which happens to be Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And have... You know, we're there on this long mission to sort of uplift the people and get them ready for this big event, and
right, the assimilation
and
event,
in the process sort of becoming and coming to care for the people that the Aboriginal people, us humans,
right, as much of Star Trek was about often.
Oh yeah,
it was like people going. Yeah. Humans, they are beasts. And then by the end of Star Trek, they're like, but you have something.
Yeah.
There is something there that we wish to save.
That's right.
And that's what the Eternals
And that's with. What the Eternals was all about. And I thought it was great science fiction. I thought it was really, really great science fiction. Right. I loved all the characters. I couldn't believe, I thought it was a magic trick that they introduced 10 characters. And by the end of the film, I knew exactly who they all were. And
remembered them for the most part.
There was a part. There was a point in the movie where I was like, "Hey, I think they're missing one of them."
Yeah.
Yeah. About halfway through, and I was like, "Ooh, that's really good." And they managed to get 9 characters into my head in a like, you know, in basically an hour and a half, because it's a long movie.
Right.
And then there was a scene in which they were kind of all there, but they were missing one. And I was like, they're missing one.
Which one were they missing?
I don't recall exactly. I just remember that feeling though.
Oh, right. Well, and I know that I've only seen the Eternals once. I think it started it again. And then I didn't get a chance to watch it again,
oh, okay.
But I believe we own it. We may yes, not.
We own it.
Okay. Here's my regret. The TV shows are not available on DVD.
Not yet.
Well, and be. I don't know that they will be. I don't know. Like, so WandaVision.
Yes.
Should be available.
Right.
It is not.
Oh.
It has been almost 2 years, right?
No.
Year and a half?
Year.
Long enough.
Let me see. I can tell you.
Okay.
I have them listed right here.
Okay. I would love to own WandaVision, the series. I would love to own Falcon and Winter Soldier, the series. And what I read recently about Falcon and Winter Soldier is that they've taken out some of the violence.
Right. WandaVision was just last year, 2021.
2021.
I think it was last summer.
Okay. So maybe just 1 year.
Right.
Okay.
Because remember, there was some talk that Black Widow and WandaVision was supposed to be reversed in order.
That Black Widow was the movie was supposed to come out before WandaVision?
Yes, I think that's right.
Why do you think they kept delaying it? It was so good, Black Widow.
Because they didn't know what was going to happen in the theaters.
Oh, because of COVID?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Right.
And the fact that it took them over 10 years to make that movie, or 5 years from how big she was in those films.
Oh, yeah.
Bit of a crime. Bit of a travesty.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and honestly, it was a travesty that you know, Wanda, the Scarlet Witch, was in like 4 movies before she got a Hot Wheel.
Right, right. The Hot Wheel character cars
didn't come out until she got her own series.
A great podcast by Joseph Scrimshaw called Obsessed, which is a lot like The Dork Forest. Andy Ashcraft, my guest, Andy Ashcraft, host of his own podcast, by the way, called Ethics and Video Games.
Ethics and Video Games.
And it's at Ethics and Video Games on Twitter.
Yep.
And it podcast wherever podcasts.
You can find it on Facebook and right? Twitter.
And it is you and Shlomo Scher talking about ethics and video games.
Yeah, we talk about things that are either in video games that are ethical questions that video games raise, or the ethical questions around making video games, or the ethical questions around the fan basis of video games.
Monetization.
We sort of incorporate all this stuff. We even talk about like the hiring practices.
Oh, around, of different comedy, of different comedy of the, clubs. No, yeah. Of different
game studios and the way that they hire, the way that they monetize. We talk about all kinds of really interesting issues, including, and this is getting very meta, but it was really interesting, a woman who deals with, we're talking about how ethical, how data is collected by the people studying ethical decisions in games.
Oh, wow.
Right. And how do you deal with getting ethical information and data from people ethically?
Oh, right, right, right. The ethics of those spreadsheets.
Yeah.
And because you get so much data from people.
Right.
While they're playing.
Yeah.
Because people are constantly clicking. I agree. I agree. I agree.
Right. So there's that. But then there's also the people who sign up for to do studies.
Oh.
And how do you do that ethically?
Interesting. Well,
especially when you're dealing with children, you're dealing with like, how do video games make children violent, for example? And then you have to do a study.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talk about whether or not they don't.
Secret. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
They do not.
They do not.
No, but it turns out violence creates violence.
Right.
And video games are not the one.
Right.
Okay. So
yes,
please check out Andy Ashcraft's podcast, Ethics and Video Games.
Right. A very long plugola. Sorry about that.
No worries. And but it's interesting because if they had made the first Black Widow movie early-ish,
mm-hmm.
right when the event, right after the Avengers movie, if they would have made one, and there would have been 3 Black Widow movies, like there are 3 Thor movies.
Oh, right.
She's dead.
Well.
And of course there's no body, so no body means she might not be dead, right? Like the new Black Panther that's coming out, Killmonger, is rumored to come back.
Yes.
Because no body means maybe not dead.
Right.
And Michael Jordan was an amazing actor.
Yes.
So it's hard to get rid of that guy.
Right, right. It's hard to go, we should not have killed him off.
Right, especially since Chadwick has passed.
Right.
So
Chadwick.
Chadwick?
Chadwick Boseman.
Thank you. I knew that there was an S in there somewhere.
Yep.
It's not Chaz, it's Chad.
Chad.
Chadwick. Okay, so the Eternals.
So yeah, yep. So do we want to talk more about Shang-Chi?
Sure, we can move on to Shang-Chi.
Although I think you did say we have covered it, I think.
Well, we talked briefly about Shang-Chi, and it was because I want to see that movie, Everything Everywhere.
All at once.
All at once.
Yes.
Which
we haven't seen it yet. We've had a very busy spring.
And very busy.
That was one we should have seen in the theaters.
And now it's available on television, and we'll have a new television. So
that's
the
true.
Television is huge.
That's true.
It'll be like, we'll be in it anyway.
That's
so
true.
I would like to see that movie. I also, because we have to purchase it so far to see Everything Everywhere. It'll be $20.
Fine.
But the movie that I did purchase, that your mother and I watched.
Oh.
Was The Lost City.
Oh.
Sandra Bullock.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. The romantic Jenny, comedy.
Sandra sort Bullock. Of romancing the stone.
Right.
But yes. But you didn't get to see it. And when I say get to see it, I mean,
not get to see that movie.
You have not had to see that. It was
adorable. I suspect I'll have a chance.
It's an attainable goal, is what I'm saying. So Shang-Chi, though, was really good because it introduced, like, did you ever read Shang-Chi?
You know, he was, so in the 70s, there was, you know, the in the same era that created Power Man and Iron Fist, there was a lot of these kung fu stuff going on. So
okay.
And so where Power Man, that is
Luke Cage. Okay.
Was sort of Marvel's attempt to do this sort of blaxploitation character.
Yep.
Both Iron Fist and Shang-Chi were them doing the sort of the kung fu exploitation.
Okay. But Shang-Chi was the only one who was Asian, right?
Yes. So yes. So Shang-Chi was Asian. He was a master of kung fu.
Okay.
Was the title. And no, I didn't read a whole lot of it.
Okay. Because it wasn't huge, but it was pretty.
Right. And it was also just a little before my time.
Okay. Right. Because it was more middle 70s.
Yeah, it was sort 70s? Of mid 70s. And I really didn't start collecting until I was until I was like 11 or 12. And that was the late 70s.
Okay. Yeah. I
just missed it.
Just missed it. But I thought that they did a really good job, and they've opened it up with his sister. And this is a spoiler, because we get to meet his family.
Yep.
And his father, who was the fact that from Iron Man.
Yes, the legend of the five, the legend of the Ten Rings.
The legend of the Ten Rings and the Mandarin.
And the Mandarin.
Right. All
pulled into this. And honestly, one of the things that I love about the way that they're handling these stories is that I don't think that they're planting these things in advance. I think that they're just planting the seeds. And then later on, when they're like ready to like grow that seed, they hire a writer and they say, here's what we've done so far. Where should it go?
Right. You have options.
You have so many options. So many options. They can go in a totally different direction from where we might have been hinting that it might go.
Right. We're just planting available plot lines.
Yep.
Much like comic books have always done to some extent.
Exactly like comic books have always done from writer to writer. Right.
Okay. And you could take whatever from before.
Yep.
Or not.
Create your own new stuff.
Yeah.
Or take little seeds that people have planted before and run with it. Or even take branches off of plot lines that have run before and say, this didn't happen that way. It happened this other way. And
right.
And we're on board.
Right.
And we're
right. Well, and because the new Captain Marvel is coming out.
Yes.
And they are pulling some of the storyline from that. Are they pulling that from the rape story?
We don't know. We have
okay.
no idea what they're going to do with the new Captain Marvel.
Oh, I thought that there was some speculation on that. I think I missed out on that.
If there's been I'm sure there's speculation.
Right, there's always speculation.
I don't know what the speculation is. And I tend not to pay a lot of attention to speculation anyway.
Okay, so.
It's not my jam. I don't like to speculate. I like to just be fresh when I get there.
Right, it is always nice to watch it with fresh eyes when you go in, which is why when we saw WandaVision, mm-hmm. it blew our minds.
Oh my gosh, WandaVision is amazing.
Right, the storytelling.
All the production that went into it. If you watch it, go ahead and watch the making of thing that they put out a week later. It's so, so beautiful.
Yeah.
The whole thing is just this beautiful a love affair with television and
yeah.
the history of television. And
more
how...
than anything else, it's a love affair with television. And then the story it tells is the story of grief.
Yeah.
And the first thing that it is our first glimpse into what happened during the snap.
Yes. Yes. And that's super cool when we get to see that in like
the reanimation the
episode two, I think, or episode three, when we get to see people coming back and
right,
how
being
intensely
dusted.
Chaotic and intense that was for people who were just stopped existing for a while. And then all of a sudden we're existing again.
Right. So, and, you know, 4 billion and like what half the bees, half the flowers, half of all life, right? Is that what he did? Supposedly?
Well, no, I think he just did
people.
Sentient life.
I hope he did just people, because, you know, there just aren't enough blue whales.
Right.
For it to, for it to really be that.
Right.
And so, and
they were gone for 5 years, and then
5 years. So people move in, and then we're into Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yep.
Where we see the fallout of that even more. Yep.
We see the political fallout of it, where they're dealing with like the bigger issues, like, you know, all of a sudden there's half the populations of these places coming back, and their homes
are occupied
by other people. And so it's been 5 years.
They have to figure out where they're going to live and how things could be relocated.
And right.
How,
and there's these, and there's tons of immigration, and there's tons of people who are just homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're dealing with that. And then on WandaVision, we're seeing the more intimate side of it.
Right.
And
right.
We also get to see a little bit of that in Black Widow, because
at the end of
Florence Pugh's character
is dusted.
Also, snapped.
That was in Hawkeye. Is where we saw when she came back and.
Oh yeah.
Because at the end of Black Widow, Elaine from Seinfeld assigns her to kill Hawkeye.
That's right.
Huge spoiler.
But it's still a flashback
mm-hmm.
in the Hawkeye show.
In the Hawkeye show, but it was a post credit scene in Black Widow.
Right.
Where she visits the.
That's right. So it happens after Black Widow, but before Hawkeye.
Yes.
That Florence Pugh's character is dusted and comes back, and we get to see that in the Hawkeye.
Right. And so
we're now moving into sort of the television stuff too, because all of this stuff is happening.
Right. In between all these things. So Loki comes, and Loki was the one that I should probably watch again, because it didn't grab me as much. First of all, Owen Wilson is in it. Right. He's not my favorite.
Right.
I don't know.
He's a little Owen Wilson-y.
He is always Owen Wilson. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. I don't. But I'm unmoved.
Right.
And it wasn't.
I have
it
to
wasn't
say,
the
it was
clearest story.
Least, it was my least favorite.
Right.
I understand that they shot that all during the COVID stuff. And I understand that there was a lot of stuff. There were a lot of issues that people shooting during COVID was a mess, and mm-hmm. people had a lot of issues, but it still felt like, and I think it was meant to feel a little bit like, but it like Doctor Who.
It oh,
felt,
right.
It felt like, and it that was shot British. Like, and it was lit like British sci-fi
TV,
which was always super low budget.
Yes.
And it always looked low budget. And this kind of looked low budget.
Mm-hmm. And Huddleston is one of my favorites.
Yes.
He could read the phone book and it wouldn't matter, yes. right?
Right.
So I wanted to like it so much. And parts of it I loved.
Parts of it we loved. There was just a lot of, it was also like, it lagged at times, and it just felt uneven.
Right. And was that the one where Kang was introduced?
Yes.
Kang the Conqueror.
Which is very exciting.
Very exciting, because what you could do anything with Kang.
Kang. Was introduced.
Right, because it's time travel, right?
It's time travel, and now multiversal.
And now the multiverse, and right. And Kang is everywhere. Like, I've read even enough Kang to be confused at which Kang.
Right, yes. So since Kang can time travel, Kang can be whenever we need him to be.
Mm-hmm.
And his
Kang the Conqueror.
He's Kang the Conqueror. He has also been, at various times, other time traveling villains that at some point I think one of the writers back in the late 70s early 80s decided to say, oh, all these characters are actually the same character from different times in his life.
Okay, so because he's kind of immortal,
because he's a time traveler,
right?
So he
but he could still die at 40, but he would have been everywhere.
But yeah, but he's everywhere, and
wow.
And he's got high tech and
but who was he when he was a boy? There was the remember when
Right. There's a recent story. Oh, that's right. He was Iron Lad.
Yeah, he was Iron Lad in the Runaways.
He was not in the Runaways, in Young Avengers.
Oh, in Young Avengers.
Young Avengers. He was the Iron Man character, but it turns out he was teenage Kang.
He was teenage Kang the Conqueror
in an iron suit.
Right. So Young Avengers was a comic book series that had in it.
Kate Bishop
from Hawkeye, the TV show.
Right. Iron Lad, who was Kang.
Kang the Conqueror in Loki.
Right. Young Isaiah Bradley, who was...
The grandson of the Black Captain America.
Yep.
Patriot.
Patriot.
And he was called Patriot.
Yep.
Hulkling? Hulking?
Hulkling. Hulkling, we haven't seen.
We haven't met Hulkling yet.
And also...
But Speed and Wiccan?
And Speed and Wiccan, who are the two boys... That,
who are Scarlet Witch's kids,
right,
in WandaVision.
Right.
So those are the young Avengers. And so many teenage superheroes. Andy's favorite?
My favorite genre.
Exactly. So Loki introduces Kang the Conqueror.
Right.
And we have yet to meet Iron Lad in...
No. Right.
But we have met Kang.
We've met Kang, but they haven't said that he's Iron. They haven't introduced an Iron Lad.
Right.
I don't think they will, because I know that they are planning an Iron Heart story.
Interesting.
So they're going to have a teenage armored up.
But now, wasn't Hawkeye's daughter? Doesn't she turn into Gigantor
or
something?
Yes. Her name is Stature.
Stature, and she
will end up getting the growth
like a Hank Pym?
Yeah, the Hank Pym growth stuff, but injected in her so she can end up like growing and shrinking herself.
Right, Ant-Man-y kind of situation.
Yeah. In the comics.
In the comics.
We don't know that this is going to happen in the series.
But he does have a daughter.
He's got a daughter, and she's the right age for all of this. So
right. Now the next
She's also in the Young Avengers.
Right, she is also at the Young Avengers. So after Loki, I believe it was What If?
We haven't talked about Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
We did Falcon Winter Soldier just because of the political fallout,
right? And the Black Captain America, which was
If you can find a copy of that,
yeah. So there is a graphic novel. It was a limited series called Truth, and it was
Red, White, and Black.
Yeah. Yes, I think so.
Yeah, that was the subtitle. Yeah.
And it was Kyle Baker, who's an amazing writer and artist. He was working with another writer, but they put together this story about the first Captain America, who was Black.
Right, and because they tested the super soldier serum on Black soldiers.
To get it right before they would subject it to somebody who was white.
Right, and so they all died, except for Isaiah.
Isaiah's the grandson.
I can't remember.
One of them was Isaiah, and the other one had another name that also started with I.
Right. It was Isaac.
Isaac, right.
Yes. And so, but Isaac lives, and there's, in Truth, you get a chance at that.
It's so good.
It's so well written. It's so beautifully drawn.
And I was incredibly excited to see it worked into the MCU in the Falcon and Winter Soldier series.
Yeah, so and that good. Actor stuck the landing on that. If you get a chance to watch Falcon and Winter Soldier again,
yep,
just do that, because it was one of my favorites.
Yep.
And sort of the fact that the MCU is willing to talk about all this stuff.
Yeah.
They're willing to talk about...
Willing to talk about racism in America. They're willing to talk about grief. They're willing to talk about...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Immigration. Right. It was... There's sexism. There's all these things that are happening, displaced people, and even in Falcon and Winter Soldier when he's trying to get the loan, and you're like, why can't he get the loan? He's an Avenger, and I don't know how Avengers make money, but one assumes that their credit is good, right?
Right. But he was gone for 5 years. He was dusted.
Right. But wasn't there a Superman where Superman was compromised financially? There was some sort of.
I'm sure. I don't follow enough Superman to know.
I think Lee Bennett or Steve Mandel might have told me about it. So it was
Hello, guys.
Hi, gentlemen, and they have both been on the Dork Forest talking more
friends
about
of the show.
Stuff, friends of the show. And then so Falcon and Winter Soldier, and then was it What If?
And let me see. And television series wise. We talked about Eternals and And then, yeah, I think What If was next.
And I did not know. And What If, the comic books were all one-offs, right?
Right.
There was no
Hawkeye. What If, and then Hawkeye.
Yeah. So let's talk What If.
Yeah. Hawkeye was first. What If, they've got it in the wrong order here on this website.
Okay. But it was.
What If was amazing.
Right, because we watched three episodes, and I remember you saying, I was hoping that there would be an arc to this. Mm-hmm. And then by the fourth episode, they had tied it together.
Yeah.
So
it was very nicely done.
And now what they've introduced into the MCU is a million multiverse opportunities and characters and people who can be.
Yep.
Right?
And we've seen a little bit more of that in the recent Doctor Strange movie.
Right. Where they took things from What If.
Kind of.
Just tiny bits.
Just tiny little bits. So just sometimes just a little visual allusion to something.
An Easter egg almost.
An Easter egg. Just like, mm-hmm. Is that? No, that's different, but it looks the same.
Because I think the thing that comes after What If is the new Spider-Man. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Or was it Hawkeye?
No, it was Spider-Man. Hawkeye was Christmas.
Was Christmas.
Hawkeye's a Christmas story, by the way.
Yes.
Hawkeye is a Christmas story that we will watch every Christmas now.
Oh my gosh. Why aren't there DVDs? I need there to be DVDs. And maybe, not that I would ever do this, figure out a way to burn them.
No.
So that seems so.
We can't condone that sort of, it would be unethical.
It would be unethical. I wonder, who do we know?
But then, so that leads us to Spider-Man.
That leads us to Spider-Man, which leads us to
the No Way Home Spider-Man, which is, again, also all about the multiverse. We haven't really talked about the animated Spider-Man that was a couple of years ago.
Which was Miles Morales.
Miles Morales Spider-Man.
Which literally broke open the idea of the multiverse.
That's right.
And brought it, I think, to the attention of MCU, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, very likely.
Because it was Sony.
It was a little testing of the, like, are people going to get that?
But remember when
They will.
They will, because Guardians came out, and I remember Maria Bamford came, Maria and Scott came with us to see it, and they were like, well, we don't know anything about the Marvel Universe.
Right.
And
we were you won't need to. So it's going to be
You fine. Speculated that they would not need to, and right. they did not, they and did no not. One did.
Right.
And it was sort of like the first Iron Man.
I don't
Man.
Need to know anything about these characters.
You get it. You're just like, oh, they're making a team.
Yep.
There's a team. People have powers.
They get introduced.
They have suits. They have swords.
They get Somebody's introduced the green. Way characters get introduced in movies. Everybody understands how characters get introduced in movies.
Yep.
And it's all good.
Right. So the Miles Morales, that one had so much heart.
Yeah.
That was about family. That was about... there's Spider-Ham.
Yeah, it's about right? all the crazy...
different
Spider-Gwen and mm-hmm. yeah, so and it introduced these characters from, so in the comics there were two universes.
Oh right, there were two separate racks.
Yes.
Ultimate
the Ultimate Universe was a spin-off universe that the Miles Morales Spider-Man came from. And a handful of these other characters also had things like the female Dr. Octopus.
Oh, and right.
And the lizard who was a dinosaur, basically a giant monster instead of just a guy who's shaped like a lizard.
Mm-hmm.
And characters that we see in the Miles Morales, the Spider-Man animated movie came from that universe.
Right. Right. And remember
that,
in that
and
one.
That was all about like these all this multiversal stuff happening. Too.
And Kingpin wanting to manipulate that to get his wife and kid back.
Right.
Because he had accidentally killed them. I forget.
Something like
that was alluded to it. That they had died.
Right.
And that it did not. And he had been.
Right.
She had realized that he was the villain.
Right. And in the comics, they have merged these those universes listed existed for like five, that extra universe.
I feel
universe
like they merged like those 5 universes.
Years, maybe 10 years. It 2005, lasted
2004 is when they merged them comic book wise.
Maybe. Yeah. I didn't really follow it too much because there were a lot of the extra universe, characters that I just didn't like, the Ultimate Universe characters that I didn't like. And I thought that they had just done
Read the Ultimate Spider-Man version where he dies and goes into the body of Doc Ock?
No, that's not Ultimate. That was
main universe?
Yes.
Because that was an amazing
series.
Because
in the Ultimate Universe, Peter Parker dies early on in the Miles Morales Spider-Man.
Oh, right, right. And so that's why Miles Morales becomes Spider-Man.
Right.
Okay. And right. But that it was Spider Island, maybe?
That was also in the main universe. We didn't read any.
We never read Ultimate.
We never read any Ultimate.
And that's why I think I'm aware of when they merged more than you.
Yeah.
Because I just started getting into comic books when we met in 2003.
Yeah.
It was early, you know, so I am.
Yeah, actually, I could look that up. When was the Ultimate Universe?
But I do know that with the multiverse.
I have another computer right here.
Accessible. And we're already 40 minutes into the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to grab my coffee and talk to you while Andy looks up when the Ultimate Universe was co-opted or combined again back with the main...
Right, let's see here. It lasted 2000 to 2009.
Oh, 2009. They merged
them. With some of it getting merged back as late as 2015, it looks like.
It took several years.
It took a bunch of years, yeah, to get to wind it down and merge everything together.
Fair enough.
And some characters got brought in, like Miles Morales.
Yep.
And some characters
were abandoned. And yet could resurrect at any time.
Any minute. Comic books.
Because they go to the long boxes in the MCU because they don't care.
Oh, yeah.
They've got stories for days. They got stories for decades, right? So in the current new Spider-Man.
Yes.
We get to see Spider-Man of yore. Right.
We get to see
Tobey Maguire.
We get to see the other Spider-Mans from the earlier Spider-Man movies, and it was awesome.
It was really Andrew Emo Spider-Man.
Yep.
And then Tobey Maguire.
Yep.
And it was epic. And they got the bad guys who played in those two movies to come and play.
Not two movies, many movies.
Right. Those two iterations of Spider-Man.
There was three movies of Tobey Maguire.
Yep.
And they didn't of course bring them all in.
Right.
Then they had
At least two Andrew movies.
There's
right?
two of the Andrew
Garfield.
Very good. Yeah,
there you go.
Garfield movies.
Mm-hmm.
And
now there are three or four.
Now this is the third
Tom Holland
movie.
But he's been in so many of the other Universal movies that I get mixed up where he is. So, but at the end of Spider-Man, No Way Home was the universe cracks.
Yes.
And then we see Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Trying to keep it together.
Right.
And then at the end of that movie, we're all like, when will Doctor Strange come out?
Right.
And luckily.
It came out like a month later.
Right. But we did see Hawkeye in between all that, right?
Yeah, so Hawkeye was at Christmas time. Spider-Man No Way Home was earlier this year. It was like March. And then by June, we see Doctor Strange.
Okay, so Hawkeye came before Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. And so, but we didn't talk about Hawkeye yet. Because Hawkeye, right, but it was...
In passing. But let's talk about Hawkeye, because we loved it.
Hawkeye was amazing. It was a Christmas story. And its heart was so much heart.
So much heart. It was...
Kate Bishop. And her mom and her stepdad with the sword. Mm-hmm. And who was going to be the bad guy? Mm-hmm. And
we get to see the Kingpin from the Daredevil series.
Right. Spoiler. That just shows up.
Which ties in nicely to those Netflix run.
D'Onofrio.
Yeah, D'Onofrio playing Kingpin again. From the Netflix series of Daredevil, which was awesome.
And Daredevil was in Spider-Man No Way Home. So we knew that they were going to bring those characters back. The only one they have not brought back, and they may not, is Iron Fist. That guy.
Poor guy.
I don't know. We didn't watch it.
He was not a fan. I watched it.
Oh, did you? You watched Luke Cage, too, right?
I watched Luke Cage. I did not watch the Iron Fist series by itself, but then I watched The Defenders.
Okay.
And
there was trouble, right?
There was trouble. The first Iron Fist series, or the first Luke Cage series, was so good. The first Daredevil season was so good. And by the time they got to Defenders, I think that they kind of knew that they had sort of played it out, and it was not their best writing. It mm-hmm. was not their best filmmaking. It felt like they knew that they were not in it for the long haul.
Okay. Yeah. Because I saw the first season of Daredevil. I don't believe I saw the second season.
No, I think I think the first season creeped you out too much.
Right. It was like The Watchmen.
They're doomed.
D'Onofrio is terrifying.
He is terrifying. As
Kingpin. He's genuinely
terrifying.
I don't like it. And when he shows up and in Hawkeye,
yeah,
I am just like,
she is scared out of her gourd.
No, not this guy. and Hawkeye doesn't want to confront him.
No.
And Kate Bishop doesn't know what she's confronting.
Right.
And he's just so big.
Yeah.
He seems like, he feels like the Rhino, right?
Yeah.
He feels like he's indefeatable.
Right. And untouchable.
And untouchable and just too much.
Yeah.
Just his presence on that screen.
The way they write him, the way that they write Hawkeye's reaction to the fact that he's going to be involved in this thing is because they figure out like, oh, this is the big guy that he's trying to avoid.
Right. The because whole he's not, season.
He doesn't want to deal with him.
Right. And Hawkeye is like, I am not the hero and I am Ronin. And we have to get rid of this Ronin
right,
character.
Right, which was from...
And we learn in Hawkeye that Hawkeye's wife was a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
Right.
But we don't know which one.
We do.
Do we?
Yes. She is...
a character.
Yeah. She's Mockingbird.
Oh, really?
Yes. Which sort of puts the nail in the coffin of them bringing the Mockingbird from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. into the Marvel Universe.
Which is a damn shame. A real shame, because I really liked...
She was great.
She was great. You know, I understand she's still working.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's... And honestly, that's probably why.
Yeah, it's because she got work.
Because she's doing fine.
I will say that Peggy Carter... Are we at Doctor Strange yet?
Oh, we could be.
We
could be at Doctor Strange. We haven't talked about Moon Knight.
Well, which was before Doctor Strange?
Yes.
Or
before.
Comparable, maybe.
Yeah, comparable.
Yeah, so.
Moona. If you've been watching Ghosts on the British version of Ghosts, the
HBO Max sitcom. One of the ghosts is a Neanderthal, and he keeps looking at the moon and going, Moona.
He worships the moon, and he calls her Moona. And it's very
and
silly.
So, Moon Knight.
And so when Moon Knight was coming out, she and I were just, Moona tonight.
Moona tonight. Moona. We will watch Moon Knight. And Moon Knight was amazing, but was also super creepy.
Super creepy and very strange and very weird, because in the comics, this character has always been insane.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did not shy away from the insanity of this character.
Of the character.
Although they did present it in a very different way.
Right.
It's interesting.
I haven't read a lot of Moon Knight. I've read some.
So if I might plug one of the upcoming episodes of Ethics in Video Games, we're going mm-hmm. to talk with somebody who has been has written a paper about how mental illness has been portrayed in video games over the years,
like Arkham.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. yeah, and many others.
Yeah,
there's been a ton of others who have sort of portrayed either schizophrenia or whatever, and so it'll be interesting to compare that to Moon Knight, because he's schizophrenic. He's got multiple personality disorder.
Right.
And it's amazing.
Yeah, the way it is depicted is, and because what I have read in the comics of Moon Knight, so Moon Knight mm-hmm. in the comics, he was a mercenary. Mm-hmm. He was killed in Egypt doing bad guy, good guy stuff for bad guys, right? In the mm-hmm. always bad guy?
He was a mercenary.
Right. But didn't, like, in the 11th hour, didn't he decide not to...
different,
which is why Khonshu.
So his origin has been portrayed in several times over the years, and it's always had a lot, slightly different twist. So sometimes he was just doing his job,
right,
which was mercenary stuff, and sometimes he was the mercenary with the heart of gold.
As he was
in the TV show. So okay. He gets to be the mercenary with the heart of gold in the TV show.
Right.
And, you know, and have
but second thoughts still, about. His version of justice is not classic MCU superhero. He kills. Right.
He kills.
He kills as opposed to the rest of them who are not to kill. Right? Spider-Man, right.
Although,
Iron Man.
Honestly, the body count of all of these is racked up. I mean, even Sam Wilson, Falcon, he kills a bunch of people.
In the Falcon Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the first episode, when he's taking down that terrorist cell that's using the helicopters, it's an amazing scene, by the way, amazing flight choreography scene. Those people die. Those people die. They do not survive that.
Okay. Yeah. And Black Panther is constantly,
a lot of people die.
Well, the theory is that they're not supposed to kill.
And, right. I mean,
kills Nazis.
This is the Hollywood. We don't kill people. We don't kill named people.
Okay. Right. But they, right.
We kill extras arrest. With abandon.
Right. There's red shirts that are just falling right and left.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And, you know.
But Moon Knight. It is his thing is justice.
Yes.
And he is the fist of Khonshu or something,
yes,
right?
Yes, the fist of Khonshu, this Egyptian god that I believe is made up. I don't believe it's an actual real god.
Right, the pantheon of Egyptian gods.
Right.
There has been, you know.
I don't know.
It's a classic.
I haven't done my research.
Marvel, right. It's a classic Marvel when they take the pantheons.
Right.
And they take Thor, they take Ares,
right?
They grab Hercules,
right? Right.
All of a sudden, they're hanging out with the IT guy.
That's right.
Right, Chu, and so Amit and Khonshu may or may not be real.
They may or may not be real. I don't know.
We don't have that information at this time.
Yeah, there was also the era of the Egyptians lasted like 2,000 years. There may have been groups of different gods, as far as I know.
Right. Someone might just be cherry picking that pantheon as well.
Right.
So, and fair enough.
That's probably what's going on.
Right. What I found interesting was the difference between Khonshu and Amit, because because each of them have their champions.
Right.
And we get to meet the other champion and there is so much madness, you don't know what is real, what isn't real.
Right, right, right.
I don't like that. I enjoy my superhero very linear.
Right.
But I really did enjoy the acting and the writing on that show.
Yeah.
It's really good. To just go, okay.
Oscar Isaac is great. He's been great in everything that he's ever done.
And so he is also great in this.
He's great in this. yeah.
Yeah.
And
the guy who played the voice of Amit, the Avatar...
Oh,
of Amit.
Right.
I don't know that actor.
That was no, you do.
I do know that actor, but I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
But he was amazing.
Yes.
The introduction of the wife was not from the comics.
Correct.
But was great.
Yep.
And once you have a character who is split into two personalities, know that there will always be more. We all saw.
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert! But Moon Knight,
this is full of
spoilers.
So, all right. So, in the comics, classically, he had three personalities.
Right.
He had Mark Spector, the mercenary. He had Moon Knight himself. He had this other character who was basically the rich.
Kind of the
rich playboy character, and then he had this character who was a cabbie,
a working man,
knew all the back alleys of the city, kind of character.
The guy, he knows the guy,
and that character does not appear and Moon Knight until the final stinger.
Right.
And so a little spoiler alert on that. So,
but those it of us leads who are into fans, a second season.
Those of us who are fans were like, where is he?
Where's
where
that guy?
Is he?
Yes. We know that guy's around.
We know he exists.
Right.
We know that you're just
right. Because the first character we meet is not one of the characters in the comic book.
Right.
But he's a perfect foil.
Yes.
For the Mark Spector character.
Yes.
And the way they use the different costumes to depict who is in charge of the Moon Knight character when they fight.
Yeah. Which is also really, really cool because the different Moon Knight costumes, the superhero version of the costumes, that only appeared recently. Because he always had just the cowl. He was always in the capes and the cape and the cowl and the whole thing. But more recently, he's shown up as this guy in a white suit.
Dude, yeah, it was just like
and a full white, you know, head mask.
Fantasy
and
Island.
And a Fantasy Island white
Fantasy
suit.
Island, but with a mummy face.
And walking with a cane. That guy has only recently appeared in the comics.
Dapper Dan.
And also the in the comics, he had another form, which was his sort of mystical form, which was the one covered in bird bones. And in that, and they use that form to be what the god looks like when he has visions of the god.
Right. And the difference between Khonshu is that someone commits, there's some sort of crime or some sort of injustice, and he sends his, the fist of Khonshu, or his avatar, which is Moon Knight. And Amit tries to, it's more Minority Report, right? He's like, before the crime is committed.
We're going to kill people before they do anything bad.
The thought is as bad as the deed, essentially.
And even prior to the thought, he can see into the future.
Oh, right. And so they
so just, even people who haven't even thought about doing something are like getting dusted by this guy.
Right. So that was an interesting twist. I love that plot on that. Yep. It was intense to watch though, because it's so well acted.
Yeah.
And such an interesting.
And Oscar Isaac just being able to like switch characters, switch the internal lives of his characters just by a little posture thing, or just like the way.
And the accents of them.
Yeah. Just nailed it.
Nailed it. But those scenes in the asylum, trigger warning alert. I was just like, I don't know. I've never been locked up like that, but I have a great fear of being locked up like that.
Wow.
So I don't want any part of it. So that's Moon Knight. We have 10 minutes to do Doctor Strange and Ms. Marvel.
All right. So Doctor Strange is the most recent movie to come out. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. Some people have said it is really the Scarlet Witch movie that Doctor Strange is in.
Yeah.
And they're not wrong.
It's a duo. It's not a buddy movie because they are at odds.
Right.
But he does go to her.
He goes to her at the beginning and to see if she can help him out with this multiverse stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she and he realizes after a little bit that she's behind it.
That she's causing it.
What we also get is the introduction of America Chavez.
And Peggy Carter's back.
And Black Bolt comes back from the ill-fated Inhumans television series.
Because there are these multiverses, because there's parallel universes, we go to these universes, we get to see the things from What If, we get to see the zombie Marvel universe, we get to see the universe where Peggy Carter takes the super soldier serum and becomes Captain Carter. There is no Captain America. She is not Captain Britain.
Yeah.
She is just Captain Carter. And Black Bolt from the Inhumans,
right?
Mr. Fantastic, played by
Mr. Fantastic.
Is he from The Office or is he okay? Krasinski,
yeah, very good.
Okay, that's amazing casting right there.
He's going to be great.
Yeah, I mean,
my understanding is that they are planning that movie. That there's a Fantastic movie in the works, and he will play Reed Richards.
Yeah. And so, but
I don't know if it's real, but that's the idea, and he would be great. He was great.
Stewart, right? Patrick Stewart
as Professor X.
I could just watch that scene.
Right. because they go to a universe where the Illuminati exists, and the Illuminati in the comics was Black Panther. Namor. Namor is going to be a hard pitch for television.
Do you remember my
Professor
theory?
X, Doctor Strange, Iron Man, I think, and Mr. Fantastic.
Fantastic Four, Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, and maybe Doctor Doom. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know, but I do remember there was an Illuminati comic book that you had me read.
Yep.
And it was actually really cool.
It was. They ended up deciding to throw Bruce Banner into space because the Hulk was just too dangerous to have around here on Earth. And that which in the MCU happens
on
its own.
With the Thor.
Without the Illuminati's involvement, and ends up with Hulk coming back.
With Thor.
With Thor. Mm-hmm. And in the comics, he comes back mad.
Angry. Angry Hulk.
And leads to this storyline called World War Hulk.
World War Hulk. And Hulk as a gladiator. And Hulk.
Right. Hulk as a gladiator on another planet all came from this period of time when he had been thrown off planet by the Illuminati.
And he's married and he has a family, and then that family is killed.
Yep.
So
and so he's mad.
He's not happy. So, but at least in the movies, they just had him come back.
Right.
And and Jeff Goldblum helps him out. And because upcoming, like the Doctor Strange movie was actually one of the greatest, one of the best.
It was so good. It was so good. It was Sam Raimi directing it, and it has lots of little like Sam Raimi touches that I truly love. Army of Darkness, Evil Dead director. And we get to see lots of little the things that he enjoys, which is like usually like screaming ghosts coming straight at the camera.
Right.
Which is, you know, good, clean fun.
Good, clean fun. And we're talking about magic. So yes. It's the mystical arts.
Yes.
So we're going to see mystical arts.
Right. And when we're talking about
graphics,
when we're talking about, you know, Wanda using the Darkhold, which is all in the comics has always been sort of this, you know, this
Necronomicon?
It's basically the Necronomicon of the MCU. And her using it to try to figure out which universe her children
Wiccan
exist in.
It's weird to me that she didn't look for one where the Vision was.
It's true. That was weird.
Because when will the Vision pop back up? Because right, he was in WandaVision.
That's right. And makes it out in a form.
In a form with his memories. They are not his own memories, but they have been superimposed.
Right.
There was a mind meld. There was a Vulcan mind meld.
There was a Vulcan mind meld.
Which gave him the memories of their lives together.
That's right.
Which is why he bolted.
Right, right. So the remade Vision is somewhere out there in the MCU as well. Again, I feel like these are one of here's a little something that's going on out there. If somebody wants to make a story about that, then let's do it.
Attainable goal.
Right.
Yep. And so now what's left is Ms. Marvel.
Right.
We are only two episodes in.
Yes.
Next episode is Wednesday.
Right.
And looking forward to it.
Yep, very much so.
The casting is amazing of her parents.
Casting is great. The first episode was a little hard for me to watch because people making poor decisions is hard for me to watch. But right. She's a teenager, so she gets to make poor decisions because teenagers
right.
do.
Right, AvengerCon.
It's still a little hard for me to watch. I'm not going to spoil it, but by the second episode, I'm absolutely on board. They cover so much ground in the second episode, and it's just great.
And now she has the power.
Yeah.
And we don't know if Brie Larson's going to make it because her superhero crush
right.
is Captain Marvel.
Yep.
And so we don't know if Brie Larson's going to make right. a cameo in this thing.
And in the comics,
she does.
She does. Yeah. The Carol Danvers Captain Marvel does come and give her some pointers in the comics.
And help her sort of find her own.
Yeah.
Because in the comic books, one of the things she could do was shapeshift, and she turned herself into a blonde girl.
That's right.
And she was like, because there are no brown superheroes.
Right.
And Captain Carol Danvers shows up and she's like, no, you get to be you. And you get to be the superhero you get to be.
Yeah. So that's one of the interesting things. So without any spoilers,
yeah.
The the superpowers that she gets in the MCU are very different from the superpowers that she gets in the comics. She can sort of use them in the same way, but they are different. And so that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Also, where she gets the powers is different.
In the MCU.
In the Marvel comics, she definitely got them from the...
she was an Inhuman.
Inhuman, yeah. She got them from the
Terrigen Mists.
Terrigen Mists.
There we go.
There was a cloud of Terrigen Mists. The Inhumans released on the world, and some people got powers, and she happened
some
to be one.
Some people died.
And some people died. And she happened to be one of the people that got powers. But I think because the Inhumans...
Because
the Inhumans TV show, which was spun out of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., had all the Terrigen Mist stuff in it. I think that the MCU is sort of wanted to like, maybe not that.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to know. There's other theories about where she gets her powers from that are floating around. We're not going to go into any of them. I think probably best.
Right. I'm looking forward to She-Hulk.
Yes.
Looking forward
to She-Hulk.
It's She-Hulk the Lawyer, I believe they're going to do.
Yes.
She-Hulk the Lawyer series was my favorite series.
Yes. Dan Slott is my favorite writer in the Marvel comics. And he wrote probably the best series of She-Hulk comics. So if you want to go looking for the, like, all right, what She-Hulk comics do I need to read in order to get sort of a sense of where we think the TV show is going to go for the Dan Slott stuff. He wrote it maybe a year's worth, maybe 2 years worth.
And it was fantastic.
It introduced the idea that comic books are legal documents.
Right.
And because they portray events that happen in that world.
Mm-hmm.
So Marvel Comics exist inside the Marvel Comics world.
And they are canon. And as canon, they can be used in a court of law. And that's why she has assistants who go to the long boxes. It's like, ooh, let's find this particular issue.
She has nerdy comic book fan assistants, and it's awesome. And we're hoping that they show up. We're also hoping that Awesome Andy shows up.
Yes, Awesome Andy is a delight.
Awesome Andy is awesome. He is an android made by the Mad Thinker, I think. Yeah. And
he has a TV head. Or something, right?
No, he just has a big block. He's like made out of gray clay. He's hanging around his chest. He's just got a chalkboard that he can write his thoughts out on.
And emotions.
And emotions.
That's too funny.
And it's fantastic.
It is fantastic.
So we're looking forward to that. And we're also looking forward to, of course, the next Thor movie, which is, I think, the next movie to come out.
Right, where there will be Love and Thunder. And Love and Thunder is Jane Foster as Thor as well, right?
Jane Foster as Thor, Taika Waititi directing again.
Oh, outstanding. Because that was super quippy, very fun. New Black Panther coming out, new Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
So this has been a Dork Forest where we have dorked out.
We have.
So dorked out about a lot of Marvel. And I hope you've enjoyed it. Because
now we're excited again.
Now we're excited.
Every time we talk about it, we get more excited. So.
Exactly. Rangers, you know the rules out there. Take care of each other.
My hat, my hat, my hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat, my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?